Mr. Walton, did you make contact with aliens? Were you taken to another planet, to a mothership? How do they communicate with them? Can you tell me what they look like? Can you tell me how many of them there were? Were you given food?
But the teachers are alive. They're not books. They are the very living essences of nature itself.
What a strange person.
Unbelievably powerful supercomputer that's running our reality, and we don't have a clue as to how to operate it.
So when maybe you or somebody else creates an AGI system, and you get to ask her one question, what would that question be?
What's outside the simulation?
Say in your mind, say to yourself, I am more than my physical body, because I am more than physical matter. I can perceive that which is greater than the physical world.
But you're not in it. Okay, you're pumped. The energy that pumps through it is you. But the object of this game is to get the big you inside the suit. So it's not playing a simulation game. So where on the computer you're like, oh, I need my guy to go left. I need it to go right. So you're doing this like thing with the left-right button on your keyboard, or you're using like your joystick or whatever you're using for your PS4. No, we're not doing that. You're going in the game. The guy that's playing jumps in. That's the higher self comes in. And then you get into things like Jesus, Space Jesus. Him saying, I've met him many, many times. He goes, ignore everything you've ever learned about me, but take one thing. And I'm like, well, what's that, dude? Come on. And he's like, you can do everything I can do and way more. That's it. Forget everything else. And I'm like, oh, so you're just your dude. I unlocked my suit. They don't talk about the 30 years I was hanging out with Hindus, learning stuff about Shiva and the third eye and and how to unlock and drinking ayahuasca. You know, they don't tell you that. They were doing all that stuff. What do you, for the people listening?
I'm ready to unlock my suit. Let's do this.
The burning bush, right? What do you think the burning bush was?
Burning bush of acacia.
It was the acacia. Right, that's DMT. If you burn a field of it and you go over there and you stand in it, oh, you're getting high.
Yeah, you're going to talk to God, that's for sure. Right? That,
you become God. You're like standing with them going, I don't even know what's going on. And it's probably not even that, because it's you. Like, all right, I don't like to use God. God to me
is cool.
Like,
I mean like when Moses came down, he came down, he said, these are like, he laid the rules down for life. That's
but isn't that common sense rules?
Yeah, but I mean, he's like, put them in tablets. You know, you guys are worshiping idols. I'm going to break this thing. Like, he was serious.
Yeah, well, Moloch is bad. They were sacrificing babies to the thing that they thought was giving them power.
Mm-hmm. Right? That stuff still goes on today, by the way, which is ridiculous.
Baphomet, the bull. What are you doing? Right? Like, if I was, as a shaman, was to walk through a crowd, like, say, and they were just sitting in front of me and they were meditating and someone was playing with Baphomet, I would walk over and slap them to wake them up. Be like, what are you doing? That's like a slap worthy thing. Like, you don't do that. Right? Moses and the Ten Commandments. Look, you, those are all common sense things, right? No sex with mom, no killing people.
Don't covet.
No false idols. Yeah. All right, the seven deadly sins, right? Your seven chakras. If you keep clear of the seven deadly sins, you will keep your chakras clear. There's one for each of them. Okay? So all this stuff connects. It's all the same stuff. All the religions connect, right? I'm going to tell you this right now. People are going to hate on me. You got Buddha, you got Muhammad, you got Jesus, and you got Shiva and Ra. They're all sitting together. They're like looking at us like, what are you doing? It's the same characters in different stories from different lands. Like the Olympians, right? I've been watching a lot of Clash of the Titans and stuff. Right, it's the same story from the Justice League comic books. It's the same story as the Roman gods, the Greek gods. It's the same people. When I met Lucifer, I said, "You look like, first of all, you look like my dad," which was really weird. He looked like a jacked. He looked like Hercules Hernandez from wrestling, but super good looking. Right, but he was holding the trident, right, and he was wearing the little Speedo thing, and I was like, "So you're Aquaman." What's going on? I was so confused. And he goes, no. I'm all the same guy. It's the same guy. I'm Aquaman, right, for your comic book thing. It's just a representation of me, the trident thing. I'm like, okay. And I'm this character over here, and I'm this character over here, and I'm this character. It's just the same thing over here. He's like, I'm Poseidon. And I'm like, that makes total sense. Yeah, well, these guys call me this, and then these characters call me this. And I'm like, wow, this is so interesting. So it's just like the same 20 guys running around. And he's like, yeah.
Basically,
because when I met Toth, I made a joke and I said, yo, Toth, you're a representation of the Flash, as fast as thought. You're the thought. He goes, well, I created thought. And I'm like, well, that's pretty awesome. What else? And he was like, what? What do you mean, what else? That's I created thought. So then I challenged him to a race. Of thought. I wanted to understand why he was Mercury, why he was the Flash, why he was a bird-headed guy. Like, what is this? And he explained it to me. He took me on the journey. He totally, you know, destroyed me in the race at first. I mean, but showed me. This is how you learn. You learn by experience gains wisdom. He took me on the journey. It was the neural pathways of the universal mind. The thought is faster than everything. And he's like, you are that. So think of me as an archetype you're unlocking within yourself. But I'm the guy that created this inside of this holographic simulation universally. Right? So it's in this universe. I'm the guy that created the neural pathway so you could do what you're doing in here. Even though you're the creator and can just do it, inside the simulation, you have to have the availability to do it. It has to, like, be built into the program that this could actually be done. Well, he's the guy that created it. So I was like, well, it's a pretty big deal. And he's like, well, thank you very much. But it's for you. It's not for me. It's for us. Like, we're all one. Yeah, on one layer, I'm just you looking back at me, me looking back at you. I know that sounds weird, but you step out of your body as a light being, and you're connected to source through a tether, and we're all connected to each other, but yet you're an individual, which isn't that the story from God? God took a piece of himself, right? And he said, there you go. I created man, but you're me. Okay. So check this out. Let's forget God and say source. And let's say source was a soup. Source. was a sauce, and you were coming over for Sunday sauce with your macaronis, right? And I got Joe and my mother, and I got the cats, and I got Paul, and I give everyone a plate, and I bring the sauce to the table, and it's sauce, and it's glowing, and I put the same amount in everyone's plate and say, that's yours, that's you. You're an individual, but you're the exact same ingredients as what's in that pot. You're just this big now, because that's the originator is the big. It's like the prime creator, the prime source of the whole thing. But you are that, just an individual. Just because you feel like you might be small, you have the same abilities as the whole. And you're connected at all times. So you don't have to return to source. I tell people this all the time. You don't have to, oh, I got to return back to source and blah, blah, blah. Just dude, go in your dream. Return and go see what's going on. Go, source, I need to talk to you. You can do it during a meditation. You can do it while you're in the bathroom, in the shower, going to the bathroom. You can have it while you coffee. As long as you take the time to breathe and listen, right? And ask the question and don't be afraid to hear the answer.
I feel like I'm doing that, bro. I feel like I'm doing that, and I'm doing everything that I'm being asked to do. But it's not, you know, this whole thing about faith, I don't think we understand it correctly. Like, faith.
Is the universe supposed to tell you the details and the magic to understand it, the magic to actually work? Because it wouldn't be magic
then, you know?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So Joe, faith is it. Like, people like, man, this happens and that happens and this happens. And I keep trying to say, like, I keep running into these situations where I'm like, look, life is, now I didn't figure this out, you know, I didn't always know this. I'm just starting to learn this, you know, like life is happening for you, not to you. Right. So
it's here to bend to your will.
Yeah.
But when you have a crappy disposition, it's a frequency. It doesn't understand you going, woe is me. When you play victim, it gives you more victimization.
Yeah, because if you're God, think about that. If you're God, the creator and everything, and you're like, oh, my life sucks. Well, if you're God and the word Guess is what? God, what happens?
Your life continues to suck.
Yeah, right? That's all right. There is to it. It's really that simple.
It is on the level I think we're at now. People have been hearing it for so long. Those of you that are just starting to hear this, understand that it is real. It is beyond real. It is so much more real than anything that we've ever done, that you think that you can do, that you saw, that you've ever witnessed. Aliens, interdimensionals, inner earth, it's all of it, times a billion, plus everything, plus the whole thing, plus all. And then it echoes back and it's all you. And you're like, wait, what? I don't want that responsibility. And it's like, well, guess what, kid? Ayahuasca teaches you the first thing, self-responsibility. Once you know you're the creator, you're responsible for the things within your awareness. Ha! But guess what? You can't ever go back, and it only gets better.
That's a really good saying, what you just said right there. You're the creator, but that's cool. You can't go back, but it only gets better. I mean, we've already done everything else. Hermetic idea, man. We're like, my exterior world represents what's going on inside of me internally, my beliefs, where I'm headed, everything I believe, think, all that stuff, everything I say. And then if I want to change it, I can't just say, man, I want to change this. Like, you got to know that it's going to happen and then be grateful for it and be like it's a party. Like, I tell people all the time, like, man, you remember when we were kids, when you used to look forward to the future and you didn't know what was going to happen? That was fun, yes. Man, right? It was fun. Now people, well, they got to know everything or they're scared all the time.
No, yeah, so much fear, right? So much fear. What about this? And what about that? What about it? It's none of your business. Why are you putting your energy into things that... When I'll say, well, it doesn't really regard you. Well, it does. I'm like, well, it's happening five states over, right? And you're not going, and you're only arguing with me, and I'm actually in the bathroom, half paying attention, and now you're hating on me. Like, you got to work on that stuff. You want ETs? You better work on your attitude. This is how it works. Look, during this time, we should disattach from everything negative that you feel you don't need. Don't want, don't desire, doesn't make you happy. Then you realize, I don't even know what I like. right? Then you start relearning yourself, loving yourself again, loving those around you, not looking to get away from those around you unless you're meant to leave. Yeah. And then if you are, stop hanging on and just leave. Guess what? There's no one judging you but you, and you're the only one holding you back from your own happiness. Sorry to tell you, what you go to Tony Robbins, or you go to ayahuasca, or you go to Frank directly right now with Joe. I'm going to tell you the same thing that they're going to tell you. You got to clean up your act. You got to learn that all the things that you do that affect others, because you know what? Maybe it is you. Maybe it isn't, but maybe it is. Maybe you add to it. Well, what about what they do? Wait a second. This isn't about them. We're doing this for you. This is all about you. The meditation's for you. The meditation's for you. It's not for them. When you're like, rah, rah, them, you're drinking poison hoping they die or something, right?
That's that war energy too, man. That's that opposition stuff. We're separate, yeah. And you're doing this to me.
Yeah, I've never done anything to anyone, at least in the last 20 years, that I haven't, you know, that at least I remember. Like, I don't, you know, but yet I get flung into all these categories all the time. Well, you know, and he does, and him, and him, and him, and rah, rah. I go, I've never changed my tune and only moved ahead like I said I would, and now there's 1,000 of us.
Well, you know what it is, too? I think a lot of it is, too, is, and we're going to break on this. A lot of it's resentment, man. You're doing what you want to do. You're living the life you want to live. And you're not you're not doing it the way that the society is telling them that you should. You're not doing it the way that they're doing it. So they're gonna give
you. But they're not doing it.
They're gonna give you shit. They're gonna resent.
But they're not doing it. Everybody's a cowboy coach that sits on the couch.
Right, couch coach.
Well, if I was there, I'd be doing this. Well, you're not there because it's apparently you're 400 pounds. You're eating Cheetos. You shouldn't be telling Brett Favre what to do at any time. Yeah, you are right. Not seeing the field the way he does, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you win every week for 2 years straight on your ticket. You're still a dummy compared to what he's doing.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I was just talking to a good friend today about that. I said, you know, from the outside looking in, we could say all kinds of stuff. But when you're the person that's being accused or whatever, or being accused of doing or not doing or whatever, like, don't you get tired sometimes of having to explain yourself? Don't you get tired of it? Does Brett Favre explain himself? I don't think so. Not really.
No.
You know?
No.
So I get what
My
you're
understanding
saying.
No longer requires your understanding. It just doesn't. Right? So I'm the weird sense. Guy? I guess, whatever. Is that what the mask I'm wearing today? Have fun.
Yeah.
Right? That's all I do. It doesn't affect me in the least. Masks off, hands up, let the energy take us for a ride. If you're not down for at least that, then what are you doing here?
Party, man, like it's 2099. We'll be back with Frank Castle. Stay with us. I am wearefearless.com.
This is Catalina, and you're listening to Lighting the Void with Joe Roop.
AI slays a top F-16 pilot in a DARPA dogfight simulation. DARPA officials stated during a live broadcast in the Alpha dogfight trials, AI still has a long way to go before the Air Force pilots are ready to hand over the stick to an artificial intelligence during combat. DARPA's Justin Mock served as a commentator on the trials, and he explains how AI can fly differently than a human.
Dick, if I'm flying straight along, I'm going to nose my airplane down. We don't do a whole lot of that as human beings because it's very uncomfortable to push forward and use negative Gs. You get light in the seat, you float up. A tall guy like me, I hit my head on the canopy. But these AI agents are not limited by that. So they may explore that space a little bit more than we certainly would as human pilots.
Which makes you wonder if UFOs could possibly be piloted by an advanced AI. In asteroid news, a celestial object known as 2018 VP1 is projected to come close to Earth on November 2nd, just one day before the presidential vote. The asteroid is very small, only approximately 6.5 feet in diameter, and poses no threat to Earth. If it were to enter our planet's atmosphere, it would disintegrate due to its extremely small size, said NASA. Catamutilations hit the news every so often. In the 1970s, cases of catamutilations made headlines, and they continue to be a mystery today. Authorities are investigating the death and mutilation of yet another cow, this time on rangeland near Fossil, Oregon. The cow's carcass was found upright with its front legs tucked underneath, a position investigators say they haven't seen before. The cause of death is unknown and the case is ongoing. David Hunt, the owner of Hunt Ranch, said this isn't the first time he had lost an animal to mysterious mutilation. Last December, he found a dead bull in the snow, mutilated, with its blood drained. What's interesting about this case is officers found a partial boot print about 100 yards from the carcass. Recently, the New York Intelligencer surveyed 100 psychics on what their clients are looking for in the strange year of 2020. 34% of clients are most curious about themselves. What are people most worried about? Well, 57% of people are worried about family, 27% the economy, followed by COVID and then the 2020 elections. 50% of psychics surveyed reported business is up. This is the Rogie Report News on the Fringe FM. I'm Jeff.
Have you ever seen an ad or banner which brought you a feeling that someone is reading your mind or even listening to your conversations? Your online data is being used against you. Surfshark is a VPN service that makes online privacy protection easy and attainable. You can use it on as many devices as you'd like simultaneously. Surfshark encrypts all internet traffic sent to and from your devices and ensures that your IP address remains hidden. The VPN service that we use at UFO Seekers plus 1 month free for $1.99 a month. Visit surfshark.deals/seekers.
This is Malorcas 45, fan of the Fridge FM, challenging everyone. Open their mind's eye. Listen to Lighting the Void with Joe Roop to gain precision for your third eye vision.
Please listen. Now is not the time to fear. When your immune system is strong, shields up. You have very little worries. If your immune system is compromised, you're susceptible to all viruses. I say shields up and no fear. Try Heartlove from GetTheTea.com. Heartlove has a special ingredient called allicin. It comes from the healing part of the garlic plant. No garlic breath, no garlic leaking out your pores, just pure immune-building ingredients that gets your shields up. Heartlove is a unique blend of herbs that loves to build you up. Google garlic and know the benefits. One Heartlove pill is equal to 20 cloves of garlic. 20 cloves. Shields up. You've heard of our Life Change Cleansing Tea at GetTheTea.com. Now try Heartlove. And by the way, take your blood pressure and watch weekly what happens. So here's how to purchase. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And build your shields. That's GetTheTea.com. Mention Ray in the coupon code and hit apply and receive free shipping.
Hi, this is Kronox from Belgium, and you're listening to Lighting the Void with Joe Roop.
From a cave in the depths of your mind, it's Lighting the Void with Joe Roop.
Thank you.
Welcome back to our second hour here at Lighting the Void. Frank Castle is our guest tonight. MyAmWeAreFearless.com is the website for reference. If you want to call into the show, 1-800-588-0335. Thank you so much, Megan, for making that promo. That's really cool. I'm probably just going to wear that thing out. If you guys want to do the same thing, you can always leave shout-outs at the website. Go to the contact page, and you will see the speak pipe button, or you can just send me a recording of your own, and I will definitely play it. No problem. No problem. So Frank Castle's here with us tonight, and I wanted to talk about this fear and uncertainty thing. And I was telling you during the break that, you know, when I got in the car, I took off this way. Since I've done that, man, I've had more people. Maybe there's only been like two, like Ryan, a couple other friends. They're happy what I did. And those kind of people, when they're happy, you know that that's your crew, right? But everybody else is like, man, this is crazy. It's crazy that you got in a car and drove to another state. And what's so crazy about it? Why is that? I mean, there's scarier things to do than get in a car and go to another state. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, it's different. But it's a change, right?
People fear change.
You're just telling me the reason why everybody thinks that. I just don't see why that's insane. You know, like, that's not crazy. That's nothing. Are we that, this like, scared, yes, like you're saying?
Yes, we are. Well, I'll speak for the mass collective that is, because there's a lot of you that are just really scared, and you shouldn't be. They've done things to me that we haven't even discussed yet on the show, but it's been thrown around. I'm still here, right? I argue points with people, beings, and you do that to me and what? I'll come right back. I'm infinite. All right, what part of infinite don't you get? Right? People are like, yo, that's crazy, bro. You're infinite? No, you're infinite too. The all. Well, I don't know about that. I do a checklist with people. I go, what was the most intense thing for you to learn, you know, being here with me? And they're like, the one that I still can't get my head around is that we're the all. I've seen it, but what, I'm like, yeah, your brain can't comprehend it yet. What all is, right? It's an ambassador to the whole thing. It's like, Well, that's a rough job. It's like, well, you assume just throwing out your prayers to God's going to work, right? And it's you. You make your things happen. And then when the collective does things collectively, it makes things happen. It sways left. It sways right, which is why they try to control everything the way you think, down to every little thing, so they could narrate you directly onto the timeline they want. Ooh. They putting them in top positions, keeping them in top positions, yeah, in powerful positions. Separation. Anything promoting separation is not your friend. Anything.
I'm really starting to understand that, like, separation. Well, they say separation is okay. When deep in your heart, not okay, it's what they want, right? And deep in your heart, you're like, but it's not. I don't feel okay about it. You listen to your heart.
Yeah. It's like, anything that's causing separation sucks. Separation sucks. Think about that. You think you're separate from God. That's why this problem exists. That's where this all, the whole thing comes, the root of the problem. You think you're separate from the great whole. When you get down to the nitty gritty, you drink ayahuasca, she's going to take you down to the nitty gritty. You're going to be like, I'm nothing. I'm nobody. I'm destroyed. I don't even know what I am anymore. And you just tear yourself to nothingness, into the ultimate void, just to see that you are the void. And you come back with the knowledge and you're like, wait a second. I'm right here and I'm right there and I'm right there, and I'm in this, and I'm over. Wow, it's me, huh? Been me the whole time. And then there's a faith and a confidence and a belief system and a structure that helps unlock and deprogram your own system. People tell you, Joe, you're crazy for getting up and leaving. You're like, dude, I got to live my life, man. I got to unprogram the skin suit technology. I'm the programmer. I'm like Jeff Bridges in Tron when he walks into the machine and they're like, what is going on? And right? And he's in there. He's the programmer. He wrote the place.
User. Yeah, that's, they call him like a programmer. Gotcha. Right. Yeah, but you're talking about, yeah, I know you're talking about that character too. Yeah. Yeah, see? That's a good point. I never thought about it.
It's like having God in there with you, and then he's able to – he built in Tron 2 – the sun goes, and then you go and see the cities that the father built, Jeff Bridges built. And the AI, it's the same story we're going through now. The AI saw the beauty in it, and then he wanted to take it over because he wanted it done his way. He didn't want it done in this creatively beautiful, random kind of thing. He wanted it to be hook, line, and sinker, like this, get everybody in line, because if they don't get in line, they don't listen, and da-da-da-da. It's the same thing we go through right now. But he was in there, and he could remake things with his mind. Like Neo, he was in there creating the buildings and stuff with his mind. He was the programmer. He was the creator unlocked inside of the machine game, which is a metaphor for what we're going to do right here. Right? So on this level, right, we're not – you think Tron's inside the game, but we're inside the next level holographically game of Tron. It's the same thing. You're looking in – to the rabbit hole, and it's the mirror reflection right back at you. And you're like, wow, it's a rushing nesting doll, huh? We're just doing all the way, we're doing this all the way down the pipe and all the way back up. And it's all the way on one end. We have no clue that we're part of anything. And then as you work your way back up to the other side, you're source. But you're also the individual. It's the great gift. Which if I told you, you're just going into the game.
You must be dropping bombs because the everything just crashed. You must really be like giving out some good info. Does that happen to you a lot?
Yeah, it happened to me right as we were setting up.
Yeah.
I had my headset set up. Everything worked the last time we did it. It was great. I put it on. Boom. It went through this whole little horror show. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to do this old school. Just plug in a set of headphones and just shut up. And I did that. And I looked it up as we were talking before. And it said, no, you can no longer do this with the new upgraded thing on Skype. It cancels out all Bluetooth things. And if you're not doing this, and I'm like, you know, I don't even want to be bothered with this. Let's just go old school with it. It never fails. So somebody just wrote me that the audio's out.
Yeah, it's back on though. It's back. Should be. Yeah, it's back.
Oh yeah, it's back.
Yeah. So
shout
so
out to my man
KJ. This stuff I've been dealing with since I moved. Right, like all this stuff was happening before I moved. And I said, you know, screw this. Like I'm gonna get up to where there's a good internet connection, and then I'm gonna work on setting this thing up. If I gotta put the station like in the kitchen, that's what we're gonna do, because I'm tired of depending on people and services and all this other stuff. I'll run this bitch, you know, that's what needs to happen. Yeah. So
the whole thing is you being that guy or that girl. Yeah, it's you there. It's so wild of a thought. The thing that has kept me alive and kicking the entire time through the process, it's a giant game of cosmic peekaboo. You're all the faces. The idea is to surprise each other because you already are the creator. You know it all. So we jump inside these avatars to kind of put ourselves through the tests and understandings and the learnings of the university. And there's many universities. This universe is this. It's this time around. All the focus is here, right here, right now. We're about to not have Jesus come back. He's not coming. If he comes back, it's not going to be what you think, because you're going to be bigger and better. I don't know if that makes sense to people, because they right away go, well, he's the son of God. No, you are the son of the son. He is the son of the son. You're a light being. You are literally that incarnate. It's you. Stop making it separate from you. There's no one out there. The thing that you call God that's in the Old Testament that goes around killing children, okay, is a fifth density being named Anu, right? Anunnaki character. Wanted to fly in on the cloud this time, get everybody on board with the coming of the new savior. No, you are the savior. It's you. You activate your skin suit technology and the light being starts to shine through you. Right?
You know what I think, though, is like when that happens, then things start happening to you in your life. What I've been here before, exactly where you're talking about. But when things would come into my life and start happening to me previously, I wouldn't accept it because I had too much pride in me. You know what I mean? You see what I'm talking about? Blessings start coming in for you, and you're like, no. I can't accept that. I'll do this myself. Yeah. And
no. See, you think that, yes, this is a thing in society. We think we're not worthy. We think that there's someone judging us. We think that by not doing it the hard way, we're not doing it correctly. That's wrong. You work smart, not hard.
That's right?
The hard work when you need to hard work, but smart so you don't have to work like a dog all the time. Because doing that runs you into the ground. So you get smart about it. You educate yourself. You work hard, earn the knowledge and wisdom, and move into the next position. And now it's the other guy's turn. There's 7.9 billion people here. What, are you going to do it all on your own? Wait. So we're separate from God, right? And you got to do it on your own. And the only way to do it is to step on people. And if you don't a Black Lives Matter protest, then your favorite basketball guy won't like you. And please donate. And then celebrities eating babies. I mean, come on. It's you. All this nonsense is just to keep you from going, what do you mean it's me? You mean I can do this? Yes, you can through thought. Power of consciousness. If you drop the pride, this is what I was going to say, pride. So there's your yellow chakra. I don't remember if it's yellow or orange, but it clogs your chakra, not allowing what you would call blessing into you. The blessing's coming from you. So you're connected to source. So if you get something from that, that's you. You're not separate from it. But you're you. See, this is where the dichotomy comes in. It's hard for the human mind to pick up on this. You're in a place that mirrors another place where you're projecting in from. And you feel you're separate because of the skin suit technology you're wearing. And the idea is to overcome that through faith and belief systems and structure on creating your internal to be unshakable, unbreakable in a foundation. So you can unlock within this and do the same things that Jesus did. Space Jesus, right? And I use him as the example because there's so many, but it's literally all of it. He didn't do anything that you're not going to be. He was showing me stuff. And then I sit with Shiva and Shiva shows me stuff. And I'm like, you guys didn't like each other, did you? I heard of wars and this and that. They're like, we had to learn the hard way to pave the way for you. We're not just deity entities. You deify us because that's the human condition. So you pray to us and all kinds of stuff. And meanwhile, we're like, it's you. And I'm like, well, it's you too. And they're like, well, I know. It's just that easy.
It gets perplexing after a while. Huh? People are like, it's not perplexing. It's simple.
But you can't use the powers. I don't know how to say this the right way, maybe. You can't use your superpowers without first getting on board with how it works. So you're like, well, no one's ever told us how it works. Well, I'm telling you right now how it works. You have to have an internal structure, a belief system where you believe in you. You love you. It's how you activate it. You ground into your meditation. You clear your chakras. You breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth, over and over again. You sit in nature and you think, you overcome programming. You start to feel good, energized. You do it in the sun. You do it in the rain. You do it inside. You do it outside. Do it in water. It works best. Right? So you start going, wow, I'm activating all over the place. Oh, what do you mean? You're starting to shine through? Is that what you mean? Because that's a metaphor for the shining ones. You realize that.
Right.
So every picture of a saint, which that's the church doing stupid stuff, but they show you a painting of a guy or whatever with a halo, and the halo in cartoons are predicted, they're presented to you, it's over the head, right? But that's not what it is. But on these paintings, it's like goes from like it's like behind the head, shoulder to shoulder almost, like a circle that pops up almost like you're wearing a astronaut helmet behind your head, and it's shining light forward like you're a light bulb. Okay, so you're activating something. What are you activating? Well, you're the all. You shine. So you're shining one. You're light being. You're echoing through. They could see your light. You become so clean and clear they could see you a mile away. The great attractor. Here it comes. I'm turning on. I am more. It's me. I'm here. I did it. I've arrived. All these things activate it within you. I am the great I am, and so are you. Boom, it starts activating, and you start to shine from within than without, outside. Right?
That's hermetics right there. That's what that's.
You have to, you're the great projector. You're projecting with your internals. Right? So if you got crappy internals, you're projecting crap. Or you block it, you have blockages, like you're constipated. Right? If the pipe's not clear, stuff's not getting flushed properly. No matter how you want to look at it. Well, it's still kind of good. No, well, it's really not, because it's clogged. Well, it's hard to unclog it. Well, it's got to be unclogged, because it's got to be repaired so we could use it. How are you supposed to use it if it's not working properly? As a shaman, I have a bag of tools, right? Everything in there works. Why? Because it's a tool. So I pull out the tool I need, and it works. I don't guess at it. I look and go, oh, that's what I need, right? You need a screwdriver. What do? You look, you get a screwdriver, you look, and you fix it. Oh, but your pipe's clear. Your pipe's stuffed, and you look at it. I'm not cleaning that today. I'm not doing that today. You keep putting it off, and it just keeps getting more clogged. And we're just using a pipe as a metaphor, but you're getting loaded with stuff. Loaded with the stuff to the point where you almost think you're unrepairable. Unrepairable. But that's not true. You heal yourself immediately as soon as you decide. You decide inside that you're going to take the step. That you're not going to be the guy that goes, I'll believe it when I see it. And you'll go, hey, universe, I'm ready. Show me the money.
I'll believe it when you give me proof.
Right. How much proof do you need? Okay, so the other night I ate mushrooms. I laid out under the stars.
Yeah.
I was told to lay down. And it was in this like tent in my mother's yard. It was like the gazebo thing. And I was laying out under it. It was really nice. And they were working on me. They were doing stuff to my body. So then I get up and I felt really weird. I'm like, you know, this 2020 thing, it's taking a long time. And I don't know what's going on. I threw like the little baby fit. So then I'm like, you know, a little something right now. Other than what you've done for me, I'm so thankful. You have to be thankful and grateful for everything. It's activations. It's wonderful when you're so grateful, knowing that everything is there to help you. You're like, bro, I'm so thankful for this. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for correcting something in me I was unaware of. Thank you for making me aware of it. And I look up and I see a shooting star. I'm in the Bronx.
Dude, I've
I never
done that
see
so
anything
many times.
Here.
I swear I've done that so many times.
So, okay. So then I went, that was awesome. It was a little quick. Can you do it again? And they were like, dude, how much do you need? So do you need the angel to come in again? Or do you want the demon? Or do you want the bluebird being? Do you need, I don't know, a cartoon character that you enjoy? Do you need an Arcturian? Do you need an inner earth person? What do you need right now? Because we just showed you a flaming ball in space right over your head. And then you were like, that's cool. Can I have more? And they're like, yes, you can have more, but what do you need to believe hardcore? Like, to question it is fine, but I went into a little bit of a rant, so it, like, changed my frequency a little bit. Like, oh, man, blah, 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 you know? We all get that way, and I've been in a little bit of a lull, very little. That night, I was just like, you get so juiced with the good, and then I'm like, oh, I don't want to go back into the garbage again and the crap frequencies and deal with these people. And they're like, yo, time out. Put a halt on those thoughts. It's taking you down. Stop wondering and just go do. And I'm like, okay, well, I do have stuff on my list. This, this, and this. Boom, everything's done. Oh, wait, everything all that I had questions for got answered and all the things that I got done. How is that even possible? Like, well, you're listening. It's divine. It's already, if you pay attention, it's like the guy up there is telling you in here, hey, go left, go right, go left, go right. And you're just going about your day, having a good time. And he's going, create, sing the song, sing more. Joe, do more shows. You know, make more tea for everyone, yeah, and everyone's right. Happy. You know, have the get-together, buy the land, plant the food, save the cat, save the day, become the hero, whatever you got to do. So as you do that, your structure builds. Boom, 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 boom. And you just start unlocking. And at no time, there's no – okay, I tell people this now. This is my new thing. Rock bottom is a place, right? We could hit rock bottom. There's no ceiling. You never hear, oh, we hit the ceiling on this one. No, you break through, right? We tear the roof off. We move up. We spiral up and out. We go up and beyond and beyond, up, up and away, oh, you know, able to tall buildings in a single bound, all kinds of cool stuff. There's never a ceiling on it, right? It's not like as the creator of and being the all, there would be a ceiling on anything. right? But there's rock bottom. So we've all hit rock bottom one time or another. So you already did the worst. Just go and go. There's no judgment. There is no, well, what about what I did yesterday? Well, what'd you do yesterday? Well, I didn't do it correctly. So you figured out a correct way of how not to do it. Well, when you put it that way, it doesn't sound like I'm a complete failure. No, well, who's calling you a failure? You failed at doing something, and then you hate it on yourself, right? Would you smash something, break something, put it down, I can't handle it. Okay, when you're done ranting and raving, blow all that stuff out, go outside, go for a walk, have a smoke, go for a jog, do some meditation, do something different, come back to it, and watch what happens, right? But if it's not of interest, don't force it. Square peg in round hole doesn't work. Walk away from it. So you can't teach people common sense, right? That's why the Ten Commandments and the Seven Deadly Sins had to be like put on things. And look at this. We got to give you a start from somewhere, because you guys can't lose sight of this stuff when you're 45. You got to have it. You just got to be able to go with it. Your discernment has to be off the charts. You know, at what point did we believe the government was our daddy or something? I know a bunch of us don't, but at points, everyone does. School indoctrinations and this, that. Like, I tell my mother all the time, and that, like, you know, St. Clair's over here, they were nuts too. The nuns beat us and all that. She goes, it is better than what else was there. What are you going to do? Not school? Don't be a dummy. And she would tell me, and I'm like, well, I agree. She's like, it's the best of the choices. Now you go through, and now you break through any way you need to. And I'm like, oh, you're right. Maybe it's the lessons I needed to learn. Maybe it wasn't my mother's fault and the school's fault and the priest's fault and my father's fault. And there's, yeah, people do messed up things. However, you got to let that stuff go and come into your own. You can't keep human. Blaming other people and putting them off. Yeah, they're human. We're all going through that. We're source, the creator, in a human body without realization, coming into realization. That's what it is. So it's a difficult process. You got to be compassionate with yourself and kind, and you got to stop the arguments. And no argument. It doesn't need to be an argument. What are we fighting about? Do we even know? Do we even like each other? Can we work this out or no?
Okay, I really believe so that when, what you're
why
saying.
Why hold on?
You know, like, I mean, like, if a person really told themselves, hey, I'm awesome, I have this ability. A lot of people are awesome and they have this ability. I'm going to have this in my life. This is what I want. And it's coming to me. Then they would have it. They would just have it.
Well, you get out of your own way. They call it getting out of your own way, right? You want something and you desire it and you want to become it. You say it out loud. You feel it inside. You think about it. And then you start moving your feet to the beat, as they would say. And you educate yourself, you go out and you get the wisdom through experience in those said situations. And then before you know it, you're in the situation you wanted to be in. On one level, that's how we do it here. On the next levels up, we could kind of more move into that way easier, right? Like manifestation through magic could just happen. Like people are like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, well, I need $200 right now. I don't have time to wait and I don't have $200. Everyone's asleep and I don't know what to do. Now, if I sit and worry in that, now I'm not saying this is how it works for everyone. I'm using experiences, things that have happened to me, and dudes that have owed me money, and 300 would show up when I get out of my own way, right? So I'll have like a rough day. I was like having rough business days for the last few days, and then today I had an amazing day. I took a nap, and I said, I got to stop thinking about this. Stop it. Sometimes it is what it is, man. Take a deep breath. You ready? Ah, what are you? I'm abundance. What are you? I'm a big, sexy beast of abundance. Yes, you are. And yeah. I am right now. Yeah. And I took a nap. I woke up from the nap. Paula jumped in bed with me. She like was on the couch taking a nap. And she ran in, jumped in bed. I pulled her tight. I felt the energy and the abundance. It was like a fresh new kick. There was no thought in my head except I love this woman. And then I fell asleep for a few minutes, woke back up, and everything. I was just in a.
What you have is priceless, by the way, in my book.
Thank you. Well, you have to build that, right? You want that. You don't just find it. You find it. You don't let it go, but you don't choke it to death. You let it grow and you hang around it and you go, hey, you're growing. I want to grow too. Right. Let's grow together. And you don't try to control or dominate or you do. And then you can have stuff like that.
Manipulate.
No, you don't need this. No, you just talk. I talk to Paula all day, every day about everything.
That's awesome, dude.
I don't need to lie to her. Like, why would I lie to the person that I'm 100% involved in leveling up with? Like, I'm about to want to have telepathy with you first, right? I'm going to move things with my mind in front of you.
Right on.
Right? We're going to meld minds together and do that other stuff where it's really awesome together, you know, wink, wink. And it works, and we do it. You want it, you got to go do it, right? There's compromise sometimes, you know, there's sacrifice sometimes, right? But it's always for the best. Right, we have our routine. Once the routine was built, we go. It's like you need to become, as the individual, you have to have, like, within your human self, like the figure eight, right? Like the number eight inside you. Mm-hmm. It's like an infinite loop that's unbreakable, right? It's charged with energy and it's running the whole thing. And then when your partner comes into it, it like turns on its side into the infinity loop, and part of it's in you and part of it's in her. And it's going back and forth and back and forth. And if you're short-circuiting or having issues, you can't have that flowing energy from one to the other. So you're not going to get that. So, you know, why can't you be like what Frank talks about? Like, I've had people here that do, you know, they say stupid things. And I'm like, well, that's not how this works at all. Well, you see how they are, and why can't you? And it's like, well, we can't assume what anyone is like inside their skin suit, first of all. And you can't assume the programming that they've had done to them. And the one yelling, why can't you be like, is having just as many issues, but they're too busy saying, why can't you be like this? Because if they were in a good place, they would just be worrying about themselves at that moment. Instead of saying, what about you? Yeah, no, they will just be growing next to you.
Right.
Right? They won't go, well, why can't you be like that? Well, you didn't have that experience, or you don't see it like this. Why? It's like, well, because I don't. I can't see it. Wait, that's my fault? No, see, that's the wrong way to do it. Right? There's a right way to do it. I do a show on it every Saturday night. Frank Castle Fearless, 9:00
on YouTube.
New York City time, on YouTube every Saturday night. Right? So you could hear about the weekly, I talk about people like, well, I want to hear about your DMT and what aliens did you meet. I meet the ETs not on DMT, guys. The DMT is how it showed me it was there. I don't sit back and go, okay, let's go see ET and smoke DMT. I go walk out the front of my house, or I sit in my living room and I ask which one I want to talk to. Hey, what's up? I give it a minute and they start talking. Okay, you were connected. What's up? How do you think people channel? Do you think that's fake? They open themselves up as a like an open circuit, so something else can slide in and talk. It's all consciousness. It's all connected. There's no time and space. You can get an interdimensional from Xenu 5, which is 10 universes away to the left, and on to the morning, follow the three stars, and you can just go, hey, guys, boom, they're there. That's how this works. Toth was right. I built the speedway. You're the creator. You run the speedway. Your thought is the fastest thing here. There is no over there. It's like being within a big brain of the creator. And we're running around in those neuro pathways, living lives, activating within the brain of the great creator who's trying to just experience more creation. When I met Source, Source was like, I went through this whole rant, and then I was like, how'd you leave us? Why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? He's like, well, you're me. What are you talking about? Like, you're literally me. I didn't leave you. I sent you. Me. Get it? It's a great joke.
Yeah.
Y'all asked for help and you guys showed up, but you got to work through the human condition. You got to break through and remember who you are. And then bam. Right? I am Mother Earth, called out for help. Called to Source, send help. And we all showed up. And then on her, birth through her, into Earth, onto Earth, as her children, we then rise and become the heroes that she called to Source for. Called out to God, God sent us, but we get born through her, so we're her children, and then we wake up and rescue her. That's crazy. But that's what's up. That's so, what it is.
So what's your views on like influence, right? When I mean influence, I got this issue with obedience, right? It's easy to say, well, I don't, you know, damn the man. I don't let the government be my daddy or my mom, Mary, and tell me what to do or whatever, right? Like, that's easy to say. It's another thing to do, but how obedient to yourself are you? How much do we let other folks influence us? Not just the government, but our community, our families, our friends. This is, you know, you ever seen somebody have a panic attack where they're just, you know, and it's because deep on the inside, their soul wants to be something, but there's a part of themselves that is just entirely too concerned about family, friends, government, community. What do all these people think about me? You know, like we got to let that go.
Okay, so what does anyone thinking of what they think, like their thoughts about you, mean to you when they're not paying your bills, tickling your pickle, you know, helping you out in any way? Like, what do you care?
Exactly.
Like, we got, okay, so it's very difficult. I have family members that go, we can't say anything, can't let them know, so we'll lie. And can't let them know that the kid maybe has a problem or that this happened over here. We can't let them know. They'll judge us. No, I hate to bring this to your attention, but nobody cares. I got my own set of problems, yeah. Right? And I'm not going to be judging you. So just turn on and let go. Well, you can't. And then the school, and then they called, and then the thing, and the blah. Okay, you're still just doing it. That's a rabbit hole. You're just going down. Your thoughts are terrible. They're taking you down. Well, what else are you supposed to do? Well, I'm going through the same thing, and I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So because I'm a better person. I'm care about myself so much that I'll work on me to the point that I won't get like that.
Oh, you're selfish, Frank. That's what it is.
That's not selfish.
That's what people say.
It's service to... Okay, so check it out. It's a current that's an infinity sign, right? So it's service to me, service to you, service to me, service to you. And it's always service to me first. If I wake up, and I tell Paula this all the time, she just started implementing this. She goes, my morning's terrible. I wake up, I got to feed all these cats, but they cry. I go, they're not crying. They're talking to you. We know this is shaman. Oh, they're so annoying. And then I can't pee and I can't brush my teeth until I feed everyone. So I'm like, no. Because then you almost pee your pants and go, you know, there's all kinds of issues. You get cranky and moody and go pee and brush your teeth and let them all do their thing. No, then it'll wake you up. Don't worry about me. Just do you. So then she started getting up and she couldn't do it at first and then tried it and it worked. She's, oh, I like this. Right. And then it was, hey, back up until I'm ready. Now it's, they just know. Just give it a minute. I don't got to say nothing to you. They all come in, sit down and look at you while you pee. And then you're done. It's done. You're done. You, selfish you, had to pee, poop, brush your teeth. That's selfish? No, but I'm going to help you. Well, you got to feed your animals. Yeah, but they could wait 5 minutes. It takes 5 minutes. They just woke up too. I need coffee right now. I don't see anyone making me coffee. Just take a minute. Don't even have the argument with yourself. Just go, I'm happy to be alive.
Right.
What a good morning. There's animals that love me around me. I have a bathroom to go in. I just brushed my teeth. I got fresh breath. Throw water on my face. Guess what? Everyone's getting extra bacon bits this morning for everyone. You know what I'm saying? Oh, it changes the dynamic instantly. Right? Mm. So you just do your version of it. And there, by the way, there's no wrong way to do it. If it makes you feel good and it's not hurting anyone,
it can't
you're
be that
not
bad,
hurting
right?
yourself. Then it's not bad for you. People are like, oh, you must, oh, with the ayahuasca and the whatever. I'm like, well, all
you,
I
you
hear
probably
is,
do get
is
that
Frank a drug addict
a lot, you know?
Is Frank on drugs? Is Frank just sitting in his house like the witch in Bugs Bunny cartoons? Or, you know, give me a spider leg and a pinch of hair from a wolf's butt. And, you know, and a cat has to turn 3 times and shoot out the door to the west. We got to do it all by midnight.
But 90% of those
my
people
brother used to
saying that to you are probably drinking, smoking, doing something. It's all hypocrisy. Oh, bonkers.
But the answer to those questions is no. Aya and DMT, and these are all things. Mushrooms should be part of your diet. Should be part of your diet. You don't have to eat them to trip balls. You can eat a half a gram, 0.35, 0.2. You hear about people taking LSD and going to work in Silicon Valley and having more progressive days, right? They're not stressing because their brain is firing on all things. And you're like, well, that's like the limitless pill. Dude, you are the limitless pill, except you don't got to take another pill. You take one, right? Like in the Matrix, you take this pill, you wake up. You take this pill, you go back to sleep. Once you take the one to wake up, you can't go back.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you go back? All you do is, I almost cursed. All you do is complain all day.
I got a red button.
And judge. That's all you do. What do? Well, I and judge and complain.
Yeah.
So you have to fix you before you can fix the children that are starving in Africa. Like, you have to fix you, sir.
And when do you get to that point? That's what I'm saying. Like, when does somebody go,
flower.
You know what? I'm done. I'm perfect. I've fixed myself. Now I can go out and tell everybody.
Nah, that's not how it works, Joe. Come on. You open up and you go, I want to share this. I want to share this with
that's
Joe.
That's all I've ever done, man. That's all.
Right?
That's exactly like I share my journey, my growth journey with people.
Yeah, I can't. Anyone listening that judges you, Joe, if they listen a second time, they're secretly a fan. Give them an autograph. All right? Don't worry about it. Just love them.
I'm
love
trying,
them all,
man.
And just have compassion for the dummies. That's it. They're not. I was a dummy. I was so meat-headed, but I was not a bad person. But I was a meathead, right? But it was rough, dude. My mother said the other day when she was here, we took bets on if you'd kill yourself. I was like, what?
Whoa.
And she's like, I thought you were going to off yourself at one point. I go, I don't remember thinking that thought, but okay. But there was a moment where they had me on, they put you on mind medication when you hurt your neck for some reason. Right? So for 2 weeks, I was lost on this medication and I stopped taking it. I got yelled at by everyone. And I said, I didn't feel my connection to my soul. During that set of time.
I've been there before. Totally. Totally. With Lexapro back in the day. They had me on that stuff. And I was
Klonopin.
Like, I don't feel like myself. They had me on Lexapro and Xanax.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't do this.
Oh, perfect. If you were a gorilla or from the ape family, you would have tore someone's face off.
Right.
Just had a sip of wine. Right.
Yeah. And I told him, I said, man, it makes me feel weird. I don't feel like myself. Like, yeah, but you're more calm and you think clear and you slow down before you speak and all this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, but that's not who I am. And I feel weird. Yeah. I don't like
it. Because it puts a choker on your connection to the soul, right? So you're being animated and you're just moving around. But nothing's telling you, hey, the fire's hot. Cars are moving faster than your legs are moving, right? No, if you want to fly, start at the bottom step and fly upward. Don't jump off the second story balcony. That's stupid. If you think you can fly, you go stand downstairs on the cement, you look up and you come up to the window. You don't need to run off the roof. Like, there's no restrictor telling you, hey, don't do that. That's ridiculous. That's absolutely absurd. Right? So if you're going to remove that from me, I don't like that. I want mine back. My connection to my soul, it makes me whole. Ayahuasca and the plant medicines, the restrictor was also, I had it looked like a rubber band or some kind of knot around a choker around my tether to source. The string to source was tethered, had a string around it, and then she broke it. I heard a crack in my pineal gland. I thought I had I thought I was going to have an aneurysm. I'm like, oh, that's it for me. I'm going to die. I heard the crack. It was so loud, Chris. The guy that was with me that put me under, he heard it. He was like, oh man, we heard that shit. You know, it popped. And I'm like, oh, I'm dying. Oh, I don't know what's happening. And then I was just, wait a second, what's going on? And they explained the fluoride and how it like corrupts you and it calcifies and it actually beats and like a heart and squirts and pumps DMT liquid in your head. Right. So if you have control of that 100%, no one can control you. No one can tell you and lead you with deception. You will be a leader that chooses to work with other leaders at most.
You know what, too, though? Dude, you nailed it right there. But you know what? I'm going to say something I've never said before, but I let certain things happen that I know is going on. You understand what I'm saying? When I know the whole, it's hard to explain. When you can see the whole field, the battlefield, right? You can look at it like the battlefield, football field, the chessboard, whatever. And you can see, you want to believe that everybody's got a good heart and they don't have agendas and all this stuff, right? But your intuition is seeing pretty much everything that's happening all the time. What I used to do was fight that and like, you know, I know what you're doing. I know what you're really up to. This is what's going on, etc. But that never paid off for me, right? And then you kind of see, like, you can see what the human condition really is. Most of the time people do these types of things is they're trying to protect themselves or something, right? So you look at it from a place of love and you just let it happen for the most part. Till it gets ridiculous. And I think once you get to that point, things start happening. Kind of like when you get Lebowski about it. You're like, you know what? Don't sweat the small shit. It's all small shit.
Yeah. No, look. Somebody told me, that was a friend of mine today, because of the shooting thing that happened. All I said was not all hero wears capes. I was kind of trolling, and I have 5 people that hate me. I could have just mind my business, went about the day, still been friends with everyone. Right. I step on it. I ruin it. I move through it. I wreck it. I take a look at it. We make mistakes. Just step out of it. Watch what happens. Just shut your mouth and step back. Don't say the stupid thing you want to say. No matter how fucking. Sorry.
Yeah, no matter how you are, angry, pissed off. Yeah.
Don't ever say it. Just don't. And don't hold it in. Like, I hope that other person dies. Don't do that. Just let it go and watch it, right? When you watch a movie, you're totally just watching the movie, right? You don't go, and then when the movie's over, you take it home with you and you're like, oh my God, John Wick, if he kicks in the door, he's going to kill us all. Like, you got to let it go. It was a movie. You're watching the movie. Is it really that bad? Go outside. Is that movie happening right in front of your house? What are you worried about?
Yeah, like, you go outside, it's like crickets.
My neighbors, even though everyone can't stand each other for their own reasons, that we all love each other. There's no problem. Right? We're in the Bronx. It's a soup of different people. I have Albanians on one side. I have Spanish, Puerto Rican specific right above me. I have hardcore Italian upstairs. Paul is Korean. I'm Italian, a little bit of Jewish. We have 2 black neighbors. Another hardcore, some kind of Netherlands guy that owns the 2 houses here. Like, we're all together. We got old ladies that would be considered nannas, the original security cameras that just hang out on the porch and watch you, right? Mm-hmm. We have all here, right? We have dudes coming off the train with their pants down around their ankles that think they're tough, and we got guys that dress in suits that never say a word that you really got to watch out for.
I told my friends too. I want to go see Frank. I'm already up here. I'm going to go to the city. I'm going to see Frank. Nah, you don't want to go to New York City. It's terrible there. It's awful. And, you know, like.
Well, right now there's a lot of problems.
I'm like, yeah, I know it's terrible, but I'm so close to like doing like an ayahuasca thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm getting closer, a little bit closer.
Don't be surprised that one day we just say, why don't we just bring the ayahuasca to you?
You definitely do that for sure. And it's way cooler out here. Wait,
that's what I'm saying, right? Who needs the headache?
Yeah,
this is how I work, right? So you want a bathroom, you want comfort, you want a friendly face, you don't want 40 people throwing up and screaming, having their problems thrown in all directions. You don't want to deal with their demons. You want to deal with yours.
That's right.
It's hard enough. Look, you get rid of your demon and you don't have to worry about judgment and all the kind of crazy stuff we talked about all night, all the crazy stuff. You just let it go. Like, you don't care if the Jets win or the Yankees or the Knicks. Like, I don't care. It, whatever. Like, I'm literally living a really good life where I'm doing all these other things creatively. Yes, I was a Jet fan, but what have they done for me? So I just kind of like let it go, walked away. Now look what's going on. I could never be part of this, watch this, waste my time on this distraction, knowing what's happening. wait, the distractions get deeper till you know that the game's been rigged to one degree or another. And that's when you're really going to lose it. So I don't want to lose it. I don't want to lose it. I don't care. I care about me. And if I work on me, then I'll be the best person I could be. And then Paula gets the best version of Frank. Paula's doing the same thing. Then the cats get a good dad. My mother gets a good son. Not good trying to, I'm so good, I go to church and all that. Not that kind of stuff. Talking about happy. You want to see your people happy. Legitimately happy. Right? What, if I go make $1 million, but I'm unhappy, but he made it. Did he really make it? Or did he just make $1 million and got more money, more problems?
Yeah. And like, right? if you're, oh, dude, that's such a good point. People have money that don't, that they feel poor. They can't, no matter what they buy, no matter what they do, they never get fulfilled. Right.
And, yeah. And guess what?
All themselves these rich into ones, relationships, sleep yeah. next to a person and feel more alone than they did when they were actually alone, because this yeah. person just does not connect to them at all, you know? And then it's
yeah, all these rich freaks, they get yeah. to a point where they get everything they want and they think it's a physical thing and this and that. And those are the ones that are causing all these problems, the pedophilia and the child trafficking, and then everything's just okay at that level because we can do it because we have more money than you, sir. Yeah. And it's like, no, that doesn't give you the right to do it.
Well, I can tell you this. If it does get down to like the zombie apocalypse, and you got a whole lot of money when that day that money doesn't matter anymore, you're going to be the first place that gets attacked. The poor, you know, like you got all the resources. Guess where all the people are coming towards? Survival kicks in. They're not going to be in my neighborhood. You know,
this is the point, right?
They're going to be coming after your stuff.
Check it. So quietly, food, water, just enough. I mean, I'm not trying to store 200 years of food. I'm in a one bedroom. I need 3 months. If this goes longer than 3 months, we're in Mad Max. Like if it's like a food shortage where it's just nothing and you're just getting water from rain, if you can collect it and stuff, if it goes there, we got to do what we got to do. Right. But guess what? Collectively, I'm so busy working on myself. Right. My house has got to be clean. I got to be clean. I got to do my stretches or my neck hurts. And then I'm no good to no one. Right. And then if I don't smoke a joint and I'm not good in the mornings without my coffee. All right. Do the things you got to do. Okay. Whew. How do you feel? Man, I feel pretty good. Okay. Let's start the day. I know a lot of people can't just do stuff like that, but you can wake up with a better perspective. If you got up every morning and went yeah. left and it's a routine and every morning you go left and it sucks, go right. Maybe it's not right. Maybe it's west. Right? Maybe you should just sit up and be grateful first before you do anything. Instead of going, man, this world sucks. Maybe you should get up and go, man, I'm grateful to be here in such an amazing time. The whole world's going to pieces and I get a chance to control my position, clean myself out, change my world. Now this world doesn't have a demon coming from Frank. Frank doesn't offer up a demon to this planet. He doesn't offer a problem. He offers solutions. He comes in crisp, clean, clear, a desire to create and bring change. He's not in here judgy with people. He's not pointing fingers at whose fault it is. I don't care whose fault it is. Stop it. If we could cut the cancer out, we cut it out. I'm all for hanging these pedophiles. Believe me. People are like, well, I'm still from the Bronx. Off with their heads. That's what they do to us. They rape children. They traffic children. I don't feel bad for that. I love you because we're all one. However, you messed up.
Yeah, you got a messed up viewpoint. It doesn't work right now.
Yeah, life. No. Not only does it work, it can't be fixed. You don't fix that. You don't fix that. The cancer out.
It may actually get to that, man. I'm just saying, that sounds crazy, but it may get to that because there's already cities and stuff going where, like, we cut the police out, and then they got pretty much like mercenary red men, whatever you want to call them, as the police. And eventually neighborhoods are going to start taking over themselves if it gets worse. And if it gets worse, that's all I'm saying.
Yo, they came here, they blew out windows on the avenue. And then the next night were threatening to come back because they did it like 2 a.m. A couple hundred ran up the avenue. And then because the main intersections for the trains are right here. So They're like, oh, we're going to go up into the white neighborhood and go after everyone. Well, what you consider the white neighborhood isn't the white. I don't know what kind of – these are like Albanians and people from Italy. They're not like people from England. I don't know what you consider white is because everyone's so mixed. So you're like, oh, you mean people that are in the next range of money from this piece, set of people. So it's not really – a racial thing. It's a money class divide thing. So you're going to go up there because the stores are making money and it's a little bit nicer than the ghetto. So you're going to go smash stores because you think you can get away with it because it's a white neighborhood, but it's not really a white neighborhood at all. It's literally not. So what are you talking about? Right. So the next night everyone came out. We're like, we'll show you what's up. And it was black, white, red, purple, green, right, everyone.
Yeah.
Baseball bats, hockey sticks, guns, knives. They're like, yo, what's up? And there was not one problem. They were out in the street, hundreds. There was a SWAT team on my corner, and the guy, one of the guys was up on top of the building, and we saw him with the gun, and I was like, yo, this is a little weird. I'm like a little uncomfortable with this. And there's a guy across the street. He was in full police armor or whatever, standing with the neighborhood guys saying, oh, thank God you guys are here. Thank God everyone's out. They're like, yeah, there's not going to be a, there's no more problems. We're together on this. That's it. So they wow. didn't show up. Their Twitter feed for BLM or whatever, when they're going neighborhood to neighborhood, if you check the Twitter feeds, you'll see who they're, you'll see they're, it's almost like a chess move or a military strike done by a bunch of dummies. So they'll go, we have to go this way and then take this neighborhood. So yeah, I can almost see them sitting with a map going, okay, today we're gonna, we know about this place. Oh, you know what? It'd be good to go up to Mars Park and take care of those people over there. And then they Twitter bomb, go up Mars Park. We're going to meet here, da, da, da. You know, everyone sees that. We caught on so quick, and it stopped second nights. Yeah. Then they came, they walked. If they did anything, it was beat down time. Right? You don't talk to cancer. You're out here rioting, you get smashed. If you're protesting, you can protest. No yeah. one's going to judge you. No judgy McJudgies. You're literally going to protest? Fine. But we're going to stand here. You guys are wearing masks and helmets and doing all kinds of nefarious stuff. And there's bricks showing up in places. You can't be trusted. So you can't come here. We're not going to beat you. You're just, we're going to shut you down. You don't come or else you deal with this. Are you prepared for that? Is that something you want to do? Because this is on your plate now. We've warned you twice. Yeah. Now you come here, well, you're susceptible to what happens. Nobody's going to help you if you come here.
Well, listen, I got to wrap this up, but one last question here. I know you've been doing your spiritual stuff. As what is Mother Ayahuasca saying about this COVID situation? Has you gotten any type of visions, any type of thing, anything to say, hey, there's light at the end of the yes. tunnel here, you know?
Oh, yeah. The COVID situation is code for one side is trying to smash our reality and put us in a dominated position, and the other side's trying to erect a new position. Right. So gotcha. COVID is just code word for strong flu. But during this, it's going to start the process of the whole thing. And they started early. They weren't prepared. That's why it looks as Trump is moving in 5D chess. He's catching everyone off guard. See, this was supposed to happen. Come around now for the flu season.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone had to move a little quicker, but you can't.
It's just weird to me this thing lasted the summer. That's all. You know, it's like.
Well, who do you know has COVID?
Nobody. Come on now. Nobody. Right. And you know what? That's the thing is, it's like they tell these people are testing positive for it or whatever. But to me, it's like the common cold. Yeah, it could be like a harder core cold that takes out people with, you know, immune systems that aren't so good. But to me, all this stuff is just, it's not worth it. It's all about.
Remember the case for killing Granny was about viruses and getting rid of grandma and grandpa, right? Yeah. Because their immune system can't handle it. So get rid of them. And if anything happens with a virus, they'll be taken out first. They tell you what they're going to do before they do it. Yeah. They literally tell you. So boom, they're in nursing homes with COVID patients while there's ships here dedicated to help New York City. They put the sick COVID people into the nursing homes and loads of old people die. Loads. And then everyone needs that money, right? They want that money. So it's break your leg, COVID. Do this, COVID. Do that, COVID. Put a mask on, COVID. 6 feet away, COVID. Like every COVID, 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 right? And you're like, whoa. But there's no, it was them designing this to get rid of people. Specific people.
Well,
if your immune system couldn't handle it, they want you gone. They don't want you here. You're a useless E to them.
Man, I
that's why we're getting rid of them.
I'd love to keep going here, but we got to roll out, brother. Thank you for coming on again.
Go groovy, bro. I love you, man, so much. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And thank you for everyone listening. Shout outs to my Feelers family. Shout outs to Sons of the Suns, KG. Thank you, everyone, for listening, tuning in, and spending that time with us. Joe, I love you so much. Brother.
We'll do it again. We're out of here. I got to wrap it up. Thanks to all the people. You know who. Good night.